सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। I want to introduce another word today. Please make a note. Bhava Vyutpattihi. Bhava Vyutpattihi means Bhava Vyutpattihi actually means the case form. So Vibhakti. If I say Prathama Bhava Vyutpattihi, Prathama Bhava Vyutpattihi, it means nominative case. Dvitiya Bhava Vyutpattihi means objective case. Tritiya Bhava Vyutpattihi means instrumental case. Why I'm telling these three words? Bhava Vyutpattihi, the word, okay, if the root takes nun affix, then you can form these Bhava Vyutpattis. Bhava Vyutpattihi. Bhava Vyutpattihi. VYU TPA TT. I can write it for you. Bhava Vyutpattihi. If you say Prathama Bhava Vyutpattihi, nominative case. Dvitiya Bhava Vyutpattihi, objective case. Tritiya Bhava Vyutpattihi, instrumental case. So what, I'm only just telling you what we understood yesterday. For that sake, I'm telling you this. When the root takes nun affix, you have this Bhava Vyutpattihi. You get a word which is Bhava Vyutpattihi. For example, Jnanam. The root Jna with the nun affix is equal to Jnanam. That word Jnanam can mean a subject of knowledge or an object of knowledge or an instrument of knowledge. This is called Bhava Vyutpattihi. So whereas here, next sentence is, if the root takes nun affix, the word the formed of the root jna is jnanam, which is a bhava vyutpattihi. It can be a prathama bhava vyutpattihi, advitiya or tritiya. It can mean the subject of knowledge. It can mean the object of knowledge. It can also mean the object of knowledge. Instrument of knowledge. Subject, object, instrument of knowledge. And we should remember all the three. Subject of knowledge, object of knowledge, and instrument of knowledge all the three bhavyutpattis are subject to change and limitation. They are all time bound, subject to change also. Therefore, the word jnanam brahma, as a definition of Brahman, it does not mean any of the three. It is the, and I want to tell you one more thing, as an object of knowledge, it is called vritti jnanam. Object of knowledge is what? It is the knowledge of an object. Please make a note, the knowledge of an object. Knowledge of an object is a vritti jnanam. And here, the word jnanam is not a vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam means which comes and goes. Just swarupa jnanam. Swarupa jnanam. Swarupa jnanam is that which is the truth of all the three. Knower, known, knowledge. Knower, known, knowledge. The subject, object and instrument of knowledge, which is called Swarupa Jnanam. That we understood yesterday. And here we are taking the Bhava Sadhana Artha, not Vyutpatti Artha. I'll make a small note of it and send it to you by WhatsApp. Now we'll read page number 61. So jnaptihi here implies swarupa jnanam. Okay. Nahi, I mean page number 61. Nahi satyata anantata cha jnana kartritve satyam upapadyate. Nahi satyata anantata cha jnana kartritve sati, jnana kartritve sati upapadyate. Jnana kartrutve nahi vikriyamanam katham, jnana kartrutve nahi vikriyamanam katham satyam bhavet anantancha yaddi na kutaschit pravibhajyate tad anantam. Yad hi, we break it, yad hi na kutaschit, yad hi na kutaschit pravibhajyate tad anantam. Jnana kartrutvecha jneya jnana abhyam pravibhaktam, jnana kartrutvecha jneya jnana abhyam pravibhaktam iti anantata na syat. See, we are still continuing the meaning of the word jnanam. Actually, this is, now we are seeing analysis of the word jnanam. Analysis of the word jnanam. Okay. Now it is said, I want to understand the word jnana kartrutvam means jnana karta is actually the knower. Jnana karta means the subject of the act of knowing is knower. Jnana karta means the agent of the act of knowing is jnana karta. Jnanakarta is a Rikaranta Shabda. And a Jnanakartrutvam means Brahman. Okay. Having anything which has the status of being the knower is Jnanakartrutvam. Suppose you said Jnanakartrutve Sati. Sati Saptami. Jnanakartrutve Sati. It means if Brahman is said to have the status of being the knower, Jnanakartrutve Sati. Sati Saptami. If Brahman has the status of being the knower, then what would have been the problem? Na upapadyate. Na upapadyate. It is not possible. What is not possible? Satyata anantata cha. Satyata, the status of being is satyam. The status of being limitless is not possible for Brahman if Brahman has the status of being the knower. This is the meaning of the first sentence. I want you to make a note. Satyata, satyatvam mean the same. Satyata is equal to satyatvam. Anantata is equal to anantatvam. If you write it as anantatvam, satyatvam, it is a neuter noun. Anantata, satyata, feminine nouns. Gender difference, that's all. Anantata means what? Varayarai atra tanmai. Kala, porul, ida, varayarai atra tanmai. The status of being. The status of being anantam, the status of being limitless is called anantata. Satyata, the status of being the reality or real. This is satyata. Then, if Brahman has the status of being the knower, then it is not possible for Brahman to have the status of being the real and limitless. So satyata anantata cha jnana kartrutve sati brahmanaha na upapadyate. Okay. Why? Kim? Why? The reason is given next. Jnana kartrutve nahi vikriyamanam. Now, jnana kartrutvena, due to the status of being subject to, being the status, due to the status of being the knower, vikriyamanam, okay, having, being subject to change, vikriyamanam, that which is being subject to change, katham satyam bhavet, how can it be real? How can it be limitless? Anantam katham bhavet, satyam katham bhavet. How can Brahman be limitless? How can Brahman be real? If Brahman has the status of being the knower. Why? Because knower is kartrutvam, jnana kartrutvam, vikriyamanam. Is subject to change. So, what is satyam? Satyam is that which is real. Real is that which does not, that which is changeless. Main thing is that which does not undergo any change is real, changeless. And here, this the knower status is subject to change. Again, it's time bound. Anantam. Ananta means limitless. Time-wise, spatially, object-wise, limitless. Whereas, if Brahman is taken the Pratama Bhava Vyutpatti. Okay, if you take Brahman as the knower, then it will have, there'll be a problem. So Brahman cannot be the knower. Brahman is, the word jnanam should not be taken as the knower, subject of, agent of action. Jnana kartrutve nahi vikriyamanam katham satyam bhavet katham anantam anantam cha. Okay. Yadhi, now he is giving a meaning of the word anantam. It's a beautiful meaning is given. Yadhi, that, indeed, na kutaschit pravibhajyate tad anantam. What is anantam? It is said. See, vibhajati. Vibhajati is the verb. Vibhajati means divides. Vibhajati divides. Now, pravibhajati, same meaning divides. Pravibhajyate, divided. Pravibhajati divides. Pravibhajyate is divided. But what is anantam? Anantam is equal to limitless. Limitless is that which is not divided, which is undivided by anything. That which is undivided by anything is anantam. Yad kutaschit, kutaschit means by any factor, kutaschit, by any means, by any factor, by any means, by any factor, by anything, that which is undivided. Yad kutaschit na pravibhajyate tad anantam. Yad na pravibhajyate kutaschit tad anantam. It's a clean definition. You must write anantam kim. What is anantam? Yad kutaschit na pravibhajyate tad anantam. எது எந்த ஒன்றாலும் பிரிக்கப்பட, எந்த ஒன்றாலும் பகுக்கப்பட முடிய, பகுக்கப்படாததோ அது அனந்தம். So that which is undivided by anything, at any means, at any cost, any reason, that is said to be அனந்தம். யத் ஹி ந பிரவிபஜ்ஜதே குதஸ்சித் தது அனந்தம். ஓகே, சோ வாட் நவ்? ஞான கர்த்ருத்வே ச, ஞான கர்த்ருத்வே, இஃப் பிரம்மன் ஹாஸ் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீங் தி நோவர், தென் ஜேய ஞானாபியாம் பிரவிபக்தம் இதி அனந்ததா நஸ்யாத். நஸ்யாத் மீன்ஸ் ந பவதி. If Brahman has the status of being the knower, then being different, vipravibhaktam, being divided by jnana, jnaya jnana, being divided from jnanam, the object of knowledge, and jnayam, jnayam, object of knowledge, and jnanam, instrument of knowledge. Being different from, vibhaktam. Vibhaktam literally means what? Divided. Being divided means being different. Being different from jnayam, the object of knowledge, jnanam, the instrument of knowledge, jnaya jnanabhyam pravibhaktam iti anantata nasyat, then Brahman cannot have the status of being limitless. Why? Limitless is that which is undivided. If Brahman is taken to be the subject of knowledge, the knower, then Brahman will be divided, being different from the knower, being different from the known, the object of knowledge, jnayam, and jnanam, the instrument of knowledge. Is it clear? Jnana jnayabhyam pravibhaktam iti anantata nasyat. Okay. If Brahman has a status of being a knower, then being divided, being divided is being limited. Being different from, being limited by, being divided by, known, the object of knowledge, jnayam, jnanam, the instrument of knowledge, then anantata nasyat. It is not possible to have the status of being the limitless. Okay. Nahi satyata anantata cha jnana kartrutve sati upapadyate. Jnana kartrutve nahi vikriyamanam katam satyam bhavet anantancha yadhi kutaschit pravibhajyate. Yadi na kutaschit pravibhajyate tad anantam. Jnana kartrutve cha jnaya jnanabhyam pravibhaktam iti anantata na syat. Anantata na siddhyati. If jnanam is given the meaning of knower, means the word jnanam obtaining as the lakshanam, satyam, jnanam, anantam, of those three words, if we take the word jnanam as the knower, then if jnanam is given the meaning of knower, Brahman cannot indeed be satyam and anantam. With the status of being a knower, it is constantly changing. So how can then Brahman be satyam and anantam? That alone which is in undivided by any factor can be anantam. If Brahman has the status of knower, then being limited by known and knowledge, how can Brahman be limitless? Nahi satyata anantata cha jnana kartrutve sati upapadyate. If jnanam is construed as knower by deriving the word accordingly, then word satyam and anantam will not fit in. Why? First he takes up how the word satyam will not fit in. Satyam means that which does not change. Knower constantly undergoes change. Knower is incidental with reference to knowledge. A new status is assumed by the knower every time knowledge takes place. Knower is a role. It is in the form of a vrittihi. Please make a note. Knower is a role which is in the form of a vrittihi. Vrittihi, a thought modification. We are going to understand the intellect here very well. Knower is a role. It is the mava vrittihi. So, to become the knower, change has to take place. You cannot give the meaning knower and still say it is satyam. Jnana kartrutvena vikriyamanam. Vikriyamanam sat. Jnana kartrutvena vikriyamanam sat. Katam satyam bhavet. Being a knower and constantly undergoing changes. how can it be called satyam? So jnanam cannot be knower. I wanted to understand, see, the knower undergoes a change means what? In waking state, you are knowing you are, then there is a knower. In deep sleep state, the knower qualification is resolved. You are there. Okay. The knower qualification is resolved. Okay. It is not there always. How will the word anantam not fit in? If it is only kartru karkaraka, knower, what about the other karakas like karma, karanam and so on? So, anantam katham bhavet. So, it cannot be anantam with the status of being jnanakarta. He, because yad yat kutaschit na pravibhajyate tad anantam. Na kutaschit na pravibhajyate tad anantam. Nakutaschit ityukte yena kenapi prakarena, yena kenapi karanena, by whatever means, by whatever factor, by whatever reason. Nakutaschit pravibhajyate tad anantam. That which is not limited by anything, not separate from anything, is anantam. Kutaschit means from any factor. Kalataha in terms of time, deshataha in terms of place, and vastutaha in terms of subject. See, again, panchavidata tasil, kalataha, all reason, panchami, hetvarte panchami, kalataha, due to the time factor. Deshataha, due to the space. Vastutaha, due to the object. Limitations. Kalataha, deshataha, vastutaha. In terms of time, in terms of place, in terms of object. A flower is a flower because it is separate from a non-flower. A flower is therefore limited by what it is not. See, we are also helped to understand what is object limitation or attribute limitation. It's called Vastu Parichedaha. Vastu Parichedaha means Vastu Parichedaha, object limitation or attribute limitation. Kala Parichedaha, time limitation. Desha Parichedaha, spatial limitation. So first you're understanding here, what is desha parichedaha? Sorry, vastu parichedaha. A flower is a flower because it is separate from a non-flower. A flower is therefore limited by what it is not. Vastutaha pravibhajyate means it is limited by another object. Vastutaha, it's called object limitation. Vastutaha pravibhajyate. It is divided from what it is not. Being divided from what it is not is said to be being different from what it is not. Being different from what it is not is being limited by what it is not. Vastutaha pravibhajyate. It is here. It is not there. Deshataha pravibhajyate. See, one object being different from another object is said to be vastu parichedaha. Similarly, vastutaha pravibhajyate. No, if it is in one place, it is not in another place. If it is here, it is not there. Deshataha pravibhajyate. So it is spatially divided. Spatially divided. Being spatially divided is being spatially limited. Okay. Then it is kalataha pravibhajyate. It is there now. It will not be there later. Kalataha pravibhajyate. It is divided. It is limited in terms of time. Even now, you do not see the same flower again. It is changing all the time. Every object in the creation is different from every other object in the creation in this manner. Therefore, every object in the creation is different from every other object in the creation in this manner. Therefore, if the word jnanam means just a knower, then jnaya jnanabhyam pravibhaktam sat anantam na bhavati. Being different from known and knowledge, it cannot be anantam. You cannot say, let it be so, because it is an apposition with the word anantam. It's an apposition with the word anantam. It is the same case form. You have to say, jnanam is all the three. You have to say, jnanam is all the three. Then it becomes anantam. But it cannot be all the three as they are mutually exclusive. The only way out is mutually exclusive. Knower is different from the known. Known is different from the knowledge. Knowledge is different from the knower. All the three are different from each other. The only way out is, without being all the three, still it has to be anantam. See, I want to tell you one thing. Brahman is not any of the three, but all the three are Brahman. That you have to see later on. The only way out is, without being all the three, still it has to be anantam. It has to be limitless. That this is possible only when we take the meaning of the word jnanam as jnaptihi. They do not transcend jnaptihi. Therefore, jnanam is anantam. That is why we are not afraid of the knower known knowledge division. That is why we are not afraid of the knower known knowledge division. Advaitam swallows all of them. Pots are countless. We are not afraid of the number. All of them are clay. Jnanam also is never dented by any number. Number does not really matter. Number is the greatest mithya. Before counting, you have to decide the set. There can be many students. You can count how many of them are there. But there is only one group of students. One student you take, there are so many limbs. One hand you take, there are many fingers. One finger you take, there are many cells. And it goes on and on. We are not afraid of numbers. Variety, nana vidham, is the beauty of the creation. Nana is number and vidham is variety. If you count what is, it is one Satyam Brahma. If you ask what else is there, that is in what else is Satyam Brahma. Therefore, the meaning of the word Jnanam has to be Jnaptihi, so that Satyam and Anantam can fit in. That is the meaning of the root Jna. In Malayalam, the word for I is Jnan. It is Jna Dhatuhu because I is Atma and Atma is Jnanam, Jnaptihi. They say Jnan. That's correct. Jnaptihi. Now, he quotes a mantra from Chandogya Upanishad. That's why I told you already, Atma, see, Brahman here is not the knower, not the subject of knowledge, not the instrument of knowledge, not the object of knowledge. Brahman is distinct from all the three of them. Brahman is the very swarupam of all the three, very truth of all the three. Therefore, all the three are Brahman. Knower is Brahma. Knower is non-different from Brahma. Known is non-different from Brahma. Knowledge also is non-different from Brahma. Knower, known, knowledge, all the three are non-different from Brahma. Whereas Brahman is distinct from all of them. Not different, not separate from all of them. But Brahman is not any of them. It's called what? Swarupa Jnanam, which is called Bhava Sadhanartha Dhatvartha. Not Bhava Vitpatyartha, but Bhava Sadhanartha. Okay, now he quotes a mantra from Chandogya Upanishad. Yatra Nanyadvijanati Sabhoma. This is also a very nice quotation. All the quotations presented in by Shankaracharya, you must memorize. If you memorized them, if you know the meanings of them, in the context of them, it is as good as having studied all the Upanishads. Another secret method, okay? Yatra Nanyadvijanati Sabhoma Atha Yatranyadvijanati Tadalpam Atha Yatranyadvijanati Tadalpam. The Chandogya Upanishad, 7th chapter, 24th mantra and 1st section, I think. Iti Sutshutyantaram. Shutyantarat. Shutyantarat means due to another Shruti, another statement of another Shruti, another Vedic statement. This fact is reconfirmed. Okay, what has been said in the Taittiriya Upanishad is reconfirmed by another Shruti statement from Chandogya Upanishad. Okay. Another Shruti says, see, the word Bhuma is another word for Brahma. Better know the word Bhuma. Why I'm telling you this? In Tamil language, in other languages, we all have this word Bhuma, means Mother Earth. Bhuma means Mother Earth. Ma means Mother, Bhu means Earth. We all know Bhuma Devi. Bhuma means Mother Earth. But here, please make a note, the word Bhuma is another word for Brahma. It is not Bhuma Devi. Okay, Brahma means what? Limitless. Okay, that which is limitlessly big, incomparably big is Brahma. So Brahman is a word implying the absolute reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness, incomparable bigness. So here, the word Bhuma also means Brahma. So what is Bhuma? What is Brahman? It is said, another Shruti says, Bhuma is where one does not know another thing. Bhuma is where one does not know another thing means, Bhuma is that which alone is. Another thing is not that. Bhuma is Brahman. But Bhuma is that which alone is. Yatra anyat na vijanati. There is no other thing. One does not know another thing. All that is, there is only Bhuma. If a person knows what Bhuma is, then in the light of knowledge of Bhuma, the Brahman, when a person sees from the standpoint of Bhuma, the reality, then a person definitely does not know anything other than Bhuma. Does not know another thing. Atha yatra anyat vijanati tad alpam. And where one knows something else that is insignificant, tad alpam. Suppose your person sees, no, I see this. Your person sees something else other than Brahma, definitely you can make sure it is alpam. If you see water, then the standpoint of water, you do not see ocean or wave other than water. Which means, if at all you see this, all mithya. If you see the wave instead of water, that is insignificant. Yatra na anyat vijanati sa bhuma means sad brahma. Because bhuma is a nakaranta pullinga shabda. Whereas Brahman is a nakaranta napusakalinga shabda. Make a note. Brahman is a neutral gender word. Whereas bhuman is a masculine gender word. Bhuma, like atma. Nakaranta shabda. That is why saha bhuma. So, yatra nanyat vijanati sa bhuma. Atha, yatra anyat vijanati tad alpam. Chandogya Upanishad iti shrutyantara. Okay. Bhashyakara quotes a mantra from Chandogyam. Here, Chandogyam here to show there is no division in Brahman. Naradaha goes to Hanat Kumara asking for this knowledge. After finding out that Narada knows everything except Bhuma, okay, there's a footnote given, Nakarantaha Pullingaha Bhumanni Shabdaha, which I have already mentioned. Okay. After finding out that Narada knows everything except Bhuma, Hanatkumaraha teaches him about Bhuma, which is another word for Brahman. Everything Narada knew was just Nama Matram. Everything Narada knew was just Nama Matram. Mere words. And the Nami, Bhuma, is the real substantive. Nama Matram means just the knowledge of the word. Nami, the content, the meaning of the word. Nami is the real substantive. So, he denies Bhuma as yatra yasmin vastuni anyat jnayam na pashyati anyat jnayam na shunoti anyat jnayam na vijanati sa bhuma. So he defines bhuma as yatra yas yatra is equal to yasmin, in whom, in which. Vastuni, yasmin vastuni, please make it be careful, yasmin vastuni, vastuni is a locative, yasmin relative pronoun ஆஃப் த வஸ்துனி, யஸ்மின் வஸ்துனி, எந்த ஒரு பொருளில், யஸ்மின் வஸ்துனி, இன் விச் சப்ஸ்டன்ஸ், எத்ர, யஸ்மின் வஸ்துனி, இன் விச் சப்ஸ்டன்ஸ், அந்யத்தை ஜேயம், அதர் சம்திங் டு பி நோன், ந பஷ்யதி, ஒன் டஸ் நாட் சி, அந்யத் ஜேயம் ந சுனோதி, சம்திங் டு பி நோன், ஒன் டஸ் நாட் ஹியர், அந்யத் ஜேயம் ந விஜானாதி, சம்திங் டு பி நோன், ஒன் டஸ் நாட் நோ. சஹ பூமா, சோ பூமா இஸ் வேர் ஒன் டஸ் நாட் சி, ஹியர் ஆர் நோ அனதர் திங். Now the question is, kaha bhuma? Kaha bhuma? For that is the answer you have to write. Yasmin vastuni anyat gyayam na pashyati, anyat gyayam na shunoti, anyat gyayam na vijanati, sa bhuma. Bhuma is where one does not see, hear or know another thing. If you take knower as the meaning of the word jnanam, then jnanam and jnayam will be there as another thing. It is against the shruti. It is against the vision of the shruti. For not seeing or not hearing or not knowing another thing, for not seeing or not hearing, or not knowing another thing, you do not require to go to nirvikalpa state. You have to recognize yourself as Brahman, as knowledge as such, that sustains the knower known knowledge, and at the same time it always remains transcending them, untouched by them. Where one sees divisions, that is insignificant. What one is not is huge, and what one is insignificant. What one is not is huge, and what one is insignificant. So one is constantly affected by the jagat. Thus, the meaning of the word jnanam is ascertained as jnaptihi. Now, you all must be convinced 100% the word jnanam brahma, the word jnana means pure knowledge, which is distinct from knower no knowledge division, which is not any of them, even though all the three are jnanam brahma. Okay, now the question comes. See, this is the style of the Bhashyam. You can understand how, when he himself explained, then another quotation is given from another Upanishad, it's also explained beautifully. Is it clear? Okay. Now an objection is raised based on the mantra quoted. Now you must remember the mantra first. What is the mantra quoted here? Yatra nanyat vijanati sa bhuma, yatra atha yatra nanyat vijanati tadalpam, is the mantra quoted. And we also, based on that mantra, now objection is raised. Why objection is raised? Now it is called mananam. Okay, objection is raised. Now we have some understanding. Our understanding has to be made steady, which means the doubt must be resolved. Therefore, objection is presented. Purapaksha. Nanyat vijanati iti விசேஷ பிரதிஷேதாத் ஆத்மானம் விஜானாதி இதி சேத். பியூட்டிஃபுல். நான்யத் விஜானாதி இதி விசேஷ பிரதிஷேதாத் ஆத்மானம் விஜானாதி இதி சேத். What he says, anyat na anyat vijanati means atma, okay, there one does not know other thing, means atmanam vijanati, then one knows oneself. Can we say one knows oneself? Very interesting. When you say, if the wise person says, I know Brahman, he still does not know. Why? I know Brahman means he makes Brahman an object of knowledge. He should not say, I know Brahman. The person who knows Brahman should say, Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Brahma Janami, if he says he is wrong. If he says, Aham Brahma Asmi, he is correct. The knower of Brahman should not say, I know Brahman. He must say, I am Brahman. That is the final thing. Now, how it is, doubt is raised. Look at this. When you say the Brahman is that where one does not know another thing, that is the mantra. Iti Visesha Pratisheda. Specifically, it is said one does not see other thing. Then, if Chet means if, Atmanam vijanati iti chet, if it is said, okay, one does not see other thing in Brahman, one sees oneself in Brahman. One knows oneself in Brahman. This is the doubt. Doubt is presented. Anyat na anyat vijanati iti prati visesha pratishedat. ஆத்மானம் விஜானாதி இதி சேத். Suppose we say that by the statement one does not know another thing, அன்யத்து, அன்யத்து means another thing. One does not know another thing. The Upanishad is only negating the knowledge of other things. விசேஷம் விசேஷ பிரதிஷேதக ஏவ அஸ்தி. உபனிஷத் இஸ் நெகேட்டிங் ஒன்லி நாலெட்ஜ் ஆஃப் அதர் திங்ஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் தி ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் மீன்ஸ் ஒன் நோஸ் ஒன் செல்ஃப். சி பாசிபிலிட்டி ஆஃப் திங்கிங், பாசிபிலிட்டி ஆஃப் திங்கிங். If one does not know another thing means one knows oneself. Does it mean? So the chet means what? Yadi. Chet is if. If I say, then one knows oneself. Listening to the sentence, Yatra na anyad vijanati sabhuma. The Purupakshi raises a question. Thus, anyat means atmanaha anyat. Atmanaha anyat. See, this word anyat, another, is an indeclinable word. So, atmanaha anyat. Another thing other than oneself. Na vijanati. One does not know. Iti. Thus, iti means thus. விசேஷ பிரதிஷேதாத். Knowledge of other things has been negated. விசேஷ பிரதிஷேதக means knowledge of other things. the negation of the knowledge of other things. Pratishedha means negation. Vishesha Pratishedha means knowledge. We have to add. Vishesha Pratishedha means specific negation of knowledge of other things. Specific negation of the knowledge of other things is negated. So, Pratishedat, due to, fifth case, due to the specific negation of the knowledge of other things, we have adding other things. Due to the specific negation, Vishesha Pratishedat literally means what? Due to the specific negation, we have supply words. A specific negation of the knowledge of other things. Therefore, this means Atmanam Vijanati. Are you all with me? Atmanam Vijanati. One knows oneself. This is the meaning we get there. Why not we take it that way? No, that is not the topic. Bhashyakara explains the topic here, topic there. Okay, Siddhanta. Answer. You got it now? See, where one sees Brahman, one should see only Brahman, nothing other than Brahman. So if a person, okay, if that statement means one does not see anything else and one sees oneself there. Siddhanta is coming, answer is coming. Na. Bhumalakshana vidhi paratvat vakyasya. First, na. When answer comes, na. No. First, you have to make sure. Na means what? No. When it is said, one does not see anything other than, one does not see other thing. In Brahman means, one does not see anything else. That's all. Does not mean one sees oneself. But na. Why one does not see oneself or another thing? It said, Bhuma Lakshana Vidhi Paratvat Vakyasya Yatra Nanyat Pashyati Ityadi Bhumnaha Lakshana Vidhi Param Vakyam. No, that sentence does not mean that one sees oneself also. Because it said, the Chandogya sentence, Bhuma Lakshana Vidhi Paratvat Vakyasya. The Vakyam has, the Vakyam has the status of presenting the definition of Brahman. The sentence has the status of presenting the definition of Brahman. Bhuma Lakshanam means what? Definition of Brahman. Bhuma Lakshanam means definition of Brahman. Bhumnaha Lakshanam, Bhuma Lakshanam. And Vidhi Paratva, Vidhi. Bhuma Lakshana Vidhi. Bhuma Lakshana Vidhi means the present Bhuma Lakshana Vidhi, definition of Brahman. Paratvam means it has the aim, the sentence Paratvam. The Vakyam has the Paratvam. Bhuma Lakshana Vidhi Paratvam Vakyasya Asti. Vakyam has the status of presenting the definition of Bhuma. யத்ர ந அன்யத் பஷ்யதி இத்யாதி பூம்னஹ லக்ஷண விதிபரம் வாக்கியம். அகைன் ஹி சே சேம் திங் செட் யத்ர வேர் யத்ர ந அன்யத் பஷ்யதி வேர் ஒன் டஸ் நாட் சி இஸ் எ மந்திர இத்யாதி சச் சென்டென்சஸ் சச் சென்டென்சஸ் பூம்னஹ லக்ஷண விதிபரம் வாக்கியம். இதோடைய சென்டென்ஸ் which presents the definition of Bhuma. The sentence presents the definition of Bhuma. Okay. Bhuma lakshana vidhi paratvat vakyasya yatra nanyat pashyati ityadi bhumnaha lakshana vidhi param vakyam. Now, the Chandogya sentence is committed to presenting the definition of Bhuma. The sentence where one does not see anything else, etc., is only committed to presenting the definition of Bhuma. I won't tell you, Bhumnaha Lakshana Vidhi Param means Bhumnaha Lakshana Vidhanam Eva Param Yasya Vakyasya. Bhumnaha Lakshana Vidhanam, you can say Vakyam Bhumnaha Lakshanam Vidadhati. Vakyam Bhumnaha Lakshanam Vidadhati means what? The sentence presents the definition of Brahman. And Lakshana Vidhanam Eva Param means what? The sentence has the commitment for defining the Brahman. Therefore, Bhumnaha Lakshana Vidhi Param Vakyam. The sentence has the commitment for presenting the definition of Bhuma. Okay. I'm reading the sentence now. Sanat Kumaraha wants to teach Narada what Bhuma is. See, Bhuma is nominative of woman. Sanat Kumara wants to teach Narada what Bhuma is. He is not trying to tell Narada kim pashyati, what one sees, or kim na pashyati, what one does not see. He's not trying to tell Narada kim pashyati, what one sees, or kim na pashyati, what one does not see. Bhuma lakshanam is the topic. Bhashyakara points that out here. Bhuma lakshana vidhi paratvat vakyasya. The Chandogya mantra quoted is committed to unfolding the definition of Bhuma. Vidhi is a positive vakyam. Vidhi is a positive vakyam that unfolds what Bhuma is. Vidhi is a positive vakyam. Positive vakyam unfolds what Bhuma is. A positive sentence. Vidhi is a positive vakyam that unfolds what Bhuma is. When the Shruti says Ashabdam, Asparsham, Arupam, Arasam, Agandham, that is Nishedha Vakyam. Vidhi Vakyam is a nishedh vidhi vakyam, a positive sentence. Nishedha vakyam, sentence of negation. So vidhi is a positive vakyam that unfolds what bhuma is. But the Shruti says ashabdam, asparsham, arupam, arasam, agandham. That is nisheda vakyam. That which unfolds the vastu by negation. I want to tell you here, asparsham, that which is not an object of touch. Arupam, which is formless, that which is not an object of sight. Arasam, that which is not object of taste. Agandham, that which is not an object of smell. Smelling, which means that which is free from touch, form, taste and smell. That which is free from touch, form, taste and smell. That is the meaning of these words. Asparsham, arupam, arasam, agandham. There is no translation. That is why I am giving you the translation. So that is nisheda vakya. That which unfolds the vastu by negation. But is because the Brahman is Brahman is, it is not shunyam, a void. At the same time, it is not an object of sense organ. Indriya vedyatvam is not there for Brahman. Indriya Vedyatva means what? Indriya Vedyatva means knowability through sense organ. An object of knowledge. Or an object of knowledge being available for sense perception. As an object of knowledge being available for sense perception is called Indriya Vedyatva. So Brahman does not have the status of being the known through sense organ. Indriya Vedyatvam is not there for Brahman. Brahman thus is not an object perceptible through sense organs. As opposed to such Nisheda Vakyas, there are Vidhi Vakyas. Like Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. There is no nisheda negation in it. It is just a sentence that presents the vastu in contrast to sentences that negate what the vastu is not. I want to remind you one more thing. Vidhivakyam in Karmakanda context means a statement of commandment. In Jnanakanda context, it means a state positive statement where it is not negative. The Vidhivakyam comes in two contexts. Suppose Putrakameshtim Yajeta, there is a Vidhivakyam. A statement of commandment in Karmakanda is different from statement of the Vidhivakyam in, it's not a commandment, it's a positive sentence. And we also have Nisheda Vakyam. If you say Atma Ajaha, Ajaha, this negates the birth. It's a Nisheda Padam. Atma Ajaha. Atma Amrutaha. Atma. These are all Nisheda Padani. Atma is free from. Atma is not subject to death. Atma is not subject to birth. Etc. When you say, then negates. Words of negation. Okay. So Vidhi Vakyam and then Nisheda Vakyam. By now you should understand. Nisheda padam ஆர் விதி பதம், நிஷேத வாக்கியம், விதி வாக்கியம். As opposed to such nisheda vakyas, there are vidhi vakyas. Vidhi vakyani, nisheda vakyani. Vidhi vakyani are like satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma. There is no nishedaha, negation in it. It is just a sentence that presents the vastu in contrast to sentences that negate what the vastu is not. Narada asks Sanat Kumaraha, Bhumanam Bhagavo Vijignyase, Bhumanam Bhagavo Vijignyase, Bhumanam Bhagavo Vijignyase. Okay, I want to tell you a small note here. Chandogya Upanishad, same chapter. He Bhagavo means He Bhagavaha. That's in conventional language, how should you write it? He Bhagavan. Vedic usage Bhagavaha. In conventional language, if you write, you will not get mark. You must write it as He Bhagavan. Okay, Bhagavat Takaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Takarantaha Pullingaha Bhagavat Shabdaha. Therefore, in conventional language, you must write Bhagavan. Whereas in Vedic usage, it comes Bhagavaha. Okay. Then, Vijignyase is a desiderative word. Vijnyatum Ichami. Vijnyatum Ichami. Is the two words you have. Vijnyatum Ichami is equal to, in desiderative, you can write Vijignyase. Like Mumukshe. Okay. I want to be free. How do you say Mumukshe? Similarly, Vijignyase means I want to know. Vijnyatum Ichami. You can say one word, Vijignyase. O Lord, I want to know Bhuma. And Bhumanam is an objective case. Nakaranta pulling, Nakarantaha pullingaha Bhuman Shabdaha. Tasya Shabdasya Dvitiya Vibhakto Yeka Vachane Bhumanam Iti Rupam. Bhumanam is objective case. Aham Bhumanam Vijnyatum Ichami. Bhumanam Vijignyase. He Bhagavo, Bhumanam Bhagavo Vijignyase. This is the sentence from Chandogya Upanishad. So Narada asks Sanat Kumara. He tells, Bhumanam Bhagavo Vijignyase. I desire to know Bhuma. What is Bhuma? Parambarulai arya varumbuhindren. Therefore, Sanat Kumara's reply is meant to reveal the vastu. Bhuma swarupa lakshana vijignyasayam satyam idam vakyam pravruttam. Bhuma swarupa lakshana vijignyasayam satyam idam vakyam pravruttam. Idam vakyam pravruttam means what? This sentence happened. This sentence occurred. Idam vakyam pravruttam. This sentence occurred. When swarupa lakshana vijignyasayam. Vijignyasa, when there was desire. Vijignyasa, desire for knowledge. Vijignyasa, desire for knowledge. Vijignyasayam, when there was desire for knowledge of Brahman on the part of Narada. The correct, okay? When there was desire for knowledge on the part of Narada, then this sentence occurred. So, భూమ స్వరూప లక్షణ విజిజ్ఞాసాయాం సత్యాం பரம்பொருளை அறிய வேண்டும் என்கின்ற ஆசை இருந்த சமயத்தில் இந்த வாக்கியம் உதித்தது. சதிசப்தமி, ஐ வாண்ட் யூ டு நோ திஸ் சம் லாங்குவேஜ் சொல்றூப லட்சண விஜிஜாசாயாம் சத்யாம் இதம் வாக்கியம் பிரவருத்தம். திஸ் சென்டென்ஸ் அக்கர்ட் in the context of Narada's desire to know the lakshanam of Bhuma. One literal translation, when there was desire for knowledge on the part of Narada, this sentence occurred. Okay. In the context of Narada's desire to know the lakshanam of Brahman, therefore, Bhumnaha lakshanam is what is pointed out here. Therefore, what is pointed out is the definition of Bhuma. This sentence cannot be interpreted in any other way. What Bhuma sees is not the topic. Bhuma sees whether the self or something else, that is not the topic here. What Bhuma is the topic. Please make a note. What Bhuma knows, what Bhuma sees is not the topic, but what Bhuma is the topic. Then, why is not Bhumnaha Lakshanam pointed out with some positive words instead of Yatra-nanyat-pashyati, etc.? We are trying to understand what the Shruti says. We are not there to tell the Shruti what or how it should say something. The Shruti is already there. Sampradaya knows the reason for that. That is said by Bhashyakara now. Look at this. Shruti, we should not open our mouth against Shruti. Just listen, try to understand what is being said. Let me do one more line and stop. Yatha prasiddhameva anyaha anyat pashyati tyetat upadaya Yatra tannasti sa bhumeti bhumaswarupam tatra jnapyate. Yatha prasiddhameva anyaha anyat pashyati. Anyaha anyat pashyati iti etat. Anyaha anyat pashyati iti etat upadaya. Yatra yantannasti ச பூமா இது பூமஸ்வரூபம் தத்ர ஜாப்யதே. சி ஜாப்யதே மீன்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் ப்ராட் டு லைட். ஜாப்யதே சி ஜாபயதி இஸ் தி வெர்ப். ஜாபயதி சி ஜானாதி நோஸ். ஜாபயதி மேக்ஸ் நோ. Causative verb. You know? Causative verb is what? Janati knows. Jnapayati makes know. Jnapayati. Vijnapayati, jnapayati. Janati, jnapayati. Causative. Now, jnapyate is made known. Means is revealed. Is clarified, is revealed. Bhumaswarupam tatra jnapyate. Bhumaswarupam is brought to light. The swarupam, the truth of Bhuma, the meaning of the word Bhuma, what is content of the word Bhuma, the truth of Bhuma, swarupam of Bhuma is revealed, brought to light, is made known. Jnapyate. Okay, how? accepting the idea of duality that is well known. Yatha prasiddham eva. Prasiddham is what? It is well known. Prasiddham eva. It is well known. What is well known? The duality. The one being different from the other. It is well known that one sees the other. One seeing the other. Seer is different. Seen is different. The seer seen duality is well known. The seer being different from the seen is well known. This division is well known. So, accepting the idea, upadaya. Upadaya means what? Accepting, taking the duality that is well known. As what? That one sees the other. Reveals the nature of Bhuma by saying, Where one seeing the other thing is not there, that is Bhuma. Upadaya, taking, accepting, based on the well-known idea of duality, that one sees the other, Upanishad reveals the nature of Bhuma by saying, where one sees the other thing is not there. That is Bhuma. One seeing other thing is not there. That is Bhuma. Yatha prasiddham. Prasiddham anatikramya. Prasiddham anatikramya. Without transgressing the duality. Without transgressing what is well known. In terms of duality, prasiddham anatikramya, without transgressing the duality that is well known to us, upadaya, taking it as basis, the Shruti proceeds to give the definition of Bhuma. The drik drishya bheda. The subject-object division is very well known to us. Devadattaha anyaha san anyam anyat vishayam pashyati. Devadatta being different from the object, sees the object that is different. Where this Veda division does not exist, that is Bhuma. That means, do not take Bhuma as seer. It excludes the seen. Do not take it as seen, then it excludes the seer. Nor can it be both the seer and the seen at the same time. Therefore, it has to transcend both seer and seen. Then it can be both. Seer and seen are mithya. And Bhuma is Satyam. Thus, you get two orders of reality, Satyam and Mithya. Mithya is non-separate from Satyam, but Satyam transcends Mithya. So, Mithya is non-separate from Satyam, means what? The seer or the knower is Brahma. Known also is Brahma. Therefore, knower or the known, there's knower and known, are dependent on Brahman for its existence. Therefore, it is Mithya. Whereas, Bhuma or Brahman is neither the seer nor the seen. Therefore, distinct from them. Therefore, transcends. So, therefore, Bhuma is Satyam. Okay. Thus, you get two orders of reality, Satyam and Mithya. Mithya is non-separate from Satyam, but Satyam transcends Mithya. This is the method to teach the Vastu. There is no other method. Therefore, Bhuma Swarupam Tatra Tasmin Vakye Jnapyate. Therefore, Tatra Tasmin Vakye. In that sentence, what is revealed, brought to light, made known, is the swarupam of Brahman being distinct from the subject-object division. Swarupam of Brahman is brought to your understanding. The word jnapyate means it is shown further. Okay, I'll stop here. We can continue next class. Correct? Any question here until now what we have seen? Doubt? So today, you must remember, I told you the Vidhi Vakyam in Karma Kanda context and Jnana Kanda context difference you must know. Okay. Then Nishedha Vakyam. We have two types of Lakshanan. Okay. Two types of sentences. So the Nishedha Vakyam and Vidhi Vakyam. Yes.
Vidhi Param. Vidhi Param. What is Vidhi Param, Swami?
Param means that is the aim. Revealing the Lakshanam is the aim. Means the Param. What is the aim? Vakyasya Kim Param. What is the aim of the sentence? Brahmanaha. Mm-hmm. Brahmanaha Swarupam. Swarupa Vidhanameva Param. Revealing the Brahman's nature is the aim of the sentence. Vakyam Brahmanaha Swarupa Vidhiparam Vakyam means the sentence for which the main aim, the commitment is to reveal the nature of Brahman. Paratvam means what? The sentence has the aim, status of having the main commitment of presenting the nature of Brahman. Is it clear?
Thank you so much.
See, moksha paraha means what? Mokshaha paraha param yes yes. So moksha paraha. The one for whom moksha is the ultimate. The main aim.
Okay. Vidhi param.
Now I can say adhena para kakshya. The aim of the class is to understand teaching. What is the main, where is the main focus?
Diparam.
No, bhojana, bhojana paraha means what? Bhojana meva param. Eating is the main goal of life. There are people who do not, they do not even know that they have to eat, you know that. How many people exist in the world, in North London? Okay. Then I want to tell you one more thing. See, Kram Dhatu. This is something not to do with Vedanta. Some small instruction. Kram Dhatu. Kramati. Kramyati. Kramate. We have these words. Kramate. And here, Atikramate. Transgresses. Atikramate. Transgresses. So, atikramanam, transgressing, crossing, overtaking. Atikramanam, overtaking, crossing, transgressing, going against. Atikramanam. So, anatikramanam, not transgressing. So, atikramya, having transgressed. Anatikramya, without having transgressed. Without overlooking the fact, the well-known fact, having that as the basis, it is said, such a division is not there. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.